Welcome to SpartanCast, a joint effort between WVYC, the voice of York College, and the York College Athletics Department. This weekly podcast will be an up-close and personal look at some of the coaches and scholar-athletes at York College. Now here is your host this week, Jeffrey Schiffman.
Welcome to SpartanCast, a production of WVYC and the York College Athletics Department. Today we bring in a swimmer, Kyle Walthall. First of all, Kyle, thanks for joining us, and wanted to start out. You have an unusual journey to York College. You are a California guy,
yep.
Southern California, what, between L.A. and...
I'm about 50 miles out of L.A., really close to Santa Barbara. I'm in Ventura County.
Okay. So the question is, why York, and how did you even discover York?
Well, it's always a nice little story. I completely discovered York on accident. Me and my father came out here one summer. I think it was after my junior year, we came out here to visit some schools in particular. And then one coach just canceled on us out of the blue. And I was looking at some other schools around the area, and York wasn't too far away from where we were staying. So we decided to come out here. I called the coach, said, "Hey, would you mind if I came and just looked at your school?" Spoke with you briefly, and you know, I came here, and it's a beautiful campus we have, so I fell in love with it instantly, and the coach said, "Why don't you just come on another visit later in the year when there's snow, so you can kind of, you know, get to experience that kind of thing," and I came on a trip then, fell in love with the team dynamic, and you know, it's been great. I've been a part of the family ever since.
You've obviously had a distinguished high school career. Because obviously, if you were going looking at schools where you're going to swim, and you were always thinking that you wanted to swim at the college level, right? If you had a distinguished career, you've also had a distinguished college career, four-time All-American, hopefully more this year. Why did you want to go to a smaller school? Was it just the atmosphere of the campus, or what attracted you?
It started off with I kind of wanted to go far away from home. Like, I just wanted to experience, you know, the entire country. And then I kind of narrowed it down to smaller schools because I didn't want to get lost in the big lecture halls, because I just know that my brain, I need to be in that smaller group and get that done so I can get my schoolwork done.
Okay. All right, let's talk a little bit about swimming. Swimming is an unusual sport because it is a team sport, but yet it's an individual sport.
Right.
You might go out and have a fantastic meet, but the team may not win. How does that dynamic work for you?
I see swimming, while it is, you know, at times an individual sport, it is the ultimate team sport, because even when you are not participating, you are cheering on every other member of your team. One of the biggest things we always try to do is we're always up and standing behind the blocks, helping out our teammates, you know, constantly cheering at the sides. Every stroke is a little different, so you know where to stand for each stroke so that your teammate can see that you have the entire team behind you. And we're always there for each other, so this is just the best team atmosphere we can create with this kind of a sport. And it is difficult sometimes when you have some people that have a great meet and the team just doesn't, but you know, we're always there for each other, and that's what's important.
What are your specialties?
I swim breaststroke, mid-distance freestyle, and IM, which means I'll do the breaststroke races, 100 and the 200. I'll swim the 200 freestyle and a relay, and I'll swim the 200 medley, the 200 IM, the individual medley, which is all the strokes.
Okay. You've swum, obviously you've done a great job in your college career. You've got a lot of team records, a lot of pool records, but you've also gone to NCAAs. What's that like? To describe what going to an NCAA meet and going up against the best Division III swimmers in the country.
It's quite an experience. The first time I went, you know, it was such an adrenaline shock that I didn't do as well as we had hoped. I just had a rough time that year. That was my sophomore year. Last year, I was able to kind of calm myself down a little more because there's just so much going on. You know, you're seeing all these swims that are just incredibly fast, and you're just kind of mind blown at how fast some of these guys are going. And so I was able to kind of wrangle it in a little bit better last year, and then hopefully this year I can kind of go in with a more relaxed state. It's pretty overstimulating your first couple of years.
So experience does count when it comes to this?
100%.
What did you take away from that, from those experiences that you brought to each season? So after your sophomore season into your junior season, and then your junior into your senior, after you'd gone to the NCAAs, what did you bring back to the regular season when you were back on campus?
I think the biggest thing that I tried to work after every year is, you know, trying to get into a routine that was more regimented, that could be easily replicated. After my sophomore year, I really started to stretch more because I was always too tight. And I learned that at NCAAs, when I started to stretch more, I could actually swim better. And so that was the big thing I brought that year. Then the next year, working more flexibility kind of stuff and just kind of being more relaxed. Last year, being relaxed was a big key.
Relaxation, that's got to be a difficult thing to do when you are seeing those big numbers be put up. Is that intimidating too?
Oh, yes. It can be. It can be very intimidating. I mean, last year, one of the guys in our conference, I think it was year before last, actually, he was the NCAA swimmer of the meet, too. So that guy was insanely fast. And it's interesting to be, like, you know, in a lane next to him for a relay or something. You're just like, this guy is going to go very fast, and I have to be ready to do everything I can to combat that.
All right, let's talk about your college experience outside of the pool. What do you like about being on campus here at your college?
I think one of the biggest things that I do like is being on my team. I mean, I see them everywhere from, you know, in between classes, walking around, because it's such a small school that you can't help but see everybody. But even then, like, you know, in probably a couple minutes, I'm going to go with them to the dining hall, and we're going to eat together. I do like the small school aspect. I think York has a small school aspect, but also a very big community, too, and that's what I like about it.
Facilities-wise, obviously, the facilities here at Grumbacher are just fantastic. I've never swum in the pool, but it looks really great.
Yeah, the facilities are incredible. Grumbacher is one of the other reasons that I came here. I mean, this facility is beautiful. I easily think that we have the best pool in the conference. It's a beautiful pool. You know, we've got great ventilation, which is a huge, huge deal. Our weight room's pretty nice, too. I mean, the whole place is great.
What are you thinking about after you get done with college? Obviously, you're a senior. You're a sports management major, right?
Yeah.
What are you thinking about when you get out of college?
Well, the goal is this year to qualify for an Olympic trial cut, which would mean I would go to that meet. I'll swim in that meet. You know, I have no delusions of grandeur. I'm not going to the Olympics.
You haven't booked your flight to Rio
no,
yet?
No. But I just want to go, you know, participate in this national level meet that's just going to be incredible. And after that, hopefully do my work experience at a Division I college, helping with coaching. And then I'd like to get into collegiate coaching.
Okay, you do want to go continue to coach. So what have you learned from your college coach that'll translate into something that you can use down the road? Or from maybe even your high school coach?
Well, the unique experience I've had is, you know, this year we got a new coach.
Okay.
So I've got to see two completely different styles of coaching. And I think that I can use both of these experiences as, like, different coaching styles and just kind of meld them together, because there are things I liked with Coach Aaron's style that I just loved. And there are things that our new coach, Coach Greg, is doing that are just incredible too. So what I want to do is be able to, when I get a professional career, is just kind of meld these two styles together and take the best of both coaches.
Anything, what about other athletes that you've been with? Have any other athletes really had an impact on you? Have you seen, you know, maybe certain styles, the way certain athletes carry themselves and do that? Has that played a role in any of the thinking that you've done or any of the experiences that you've had?
I mean, like I said, we're such a family that I can't help but be influenced by everybody around me. Last year, there was a guy on our team, Cody Latchford, and he graduated. But he got the 200 freestyle record, and the way he swam was so bizarre, because what he did was he would always swim these things called negative splitting. So you'd go out pretty fast, but you'd come back even faster. So the second half of his race was faster than the first half, which is insane. It's not a very regular thing. And the way he trained is he trained exactly like that. And I would train with him, and it just kind of really helped me be able to do these longer distance races and always have something left in my tank.
Kyle Walthall, thank you very much. We wish you good luck. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks for joining us for SpartanCast. SpartanCasts are available to listen to on the York College Athletics website, ycpspartans.com, or at the WVYC podcast site, wvyc.podbean.com. SpartanCast is a production of WVYC-FM, and any use of the material without the express written consent of WVYC or York College of Pennsylvania is prohibited. The SpartanCast executive producers are Jeffrey Schiffman and Scott Geis. Until next week, thanks and go Spartans!